Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right. Well, you know, I love to get to try out new perfumes, you know, just how they're going to work with my body chemistry. I've got like my Old Faithfuls, but I really like Scentbird because we're able to pick out multiple brands like Prada, Gucci, Kate Spade. There's like over 450 designer brands and we get to choose a new scent every month. So this month I am rocking the new Gucci and I'm kind of liking it. So
I did a post on Instagram the other day where I said, oh, I smell so fucking good. I want everybody to smell me. And people were offended. But I used my Scentbird account for the first time and it's amazing. And when I was interviewing Khalees, she smelled like money, but we talked about Scentbird and I told her, hey, you got to get your Scentbird account. And when I told her that there's over 450 brands, luxury brands that she can purchase, I'm sure she went and downloaded it when I left.
Mm-hmm. So we are offering you guys as our listeners 50% off of the original price. That will be $7.50 for your first month.
Wow.
Only $7.
$7.50.
When you go to your department store, those are about $80, $90, $100, $200, and $7.50.
So, Gia, with all your girls now, what you should do, this is what I think you should do.
What's that?
You should get you a Scentbird account, get your $7.50 in. As you get all of the perfumes, just start giving them to your girls as gifts, and she'll think, wow,
that's actually
I got me a designer type nigga.
On a budget, though.
Okay, well, I want you guys to check out Scentbird. Go to scentbird.com/unlocked to unlock 50% off of membership. Originally $14.95, it's $7.50 for y'all.
We giving you designer brands out here, so we want to unlock Hollywood and smell like the stars. Go to scentbird.com.
Exactly. Need a perfume before you have to commit to it forever.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee. This is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, aka the Curve Queen.
Your boy Giovanni Watson, and I'm back. Oh Lord,
Lord have mercy.
Before we get started with the foolery, go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Mm-hmm. I think Google Play is giving us issues, so if you can't get on Google Play, throw your fucking Android in the trash and go get an iPhone like everybody else. All right, so shout out to my girls, B. Simone and Natalie Nunn, who held us down last week.
Yes, thank you guys. That was awesome. They were entertaining.
Yeah, recently as well, and told her thank you very much. She's a sweetheart.
Who, B. Simone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she'll be on the upcoming season of Wild and Out, and her and I are both going back for season 12 in June, and we're going to actually do a campaign where we bring a fan to Atlanta to watch the show.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I was inspired by Natalie's good-hearted ass.
I love Natalie. She used to be my next-door neighbor.
Really?
Yeah, years and years and years ago.
Well, shout out to all the next-door neighbors out there in America. All right, so let's just jump right in. Melissa, what have you been up to?
Attempting to break the internet? I don't know.
Yes, Melissa, listen. Melissa... I saw one picture. I screenshotted. I'm not gonna lie.
It's okay.
It's the one you was laying over. You had the tan little one piece on.
It was white, but whatever. Nobody was paying attention.
I lost my damn mind.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Don't
that.
Don't do that no more to me.
Okay.
We'll see. Trying to break the internet. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just testing Instagram's algorithm.
Looking at the charts and the graphs. After
yeah,
you post
that's
them.
That's what I was doing. No, what I really wanted to do is I wanted to have a philosophical conversation as to whether or not a woman of my age should be posting pictures like that, even though her ass looks like it's on a 21-year-old body. So, and it's hers.
So, what was the outcome of that assessment?
Well, there was a lot of dialogue about it on blogs. I'd say that 99% of the comments on my page were favorable. But the debate still rages as to whether or not a woman of a, you know, after a certain age, I guess that age is 40. I'm not really even sure, if she's supposed to, you know, embrace her curves in the way that I embrace mine and show them off or whatever the case is. I was just like, wow, It's like I went out and committed racial genocide or something. All I did was post a booty pic in the age of Kardashian. Like I was shocked by how many people, you know, were clutching their pearls and were appalled, and how many of them were women. I was like, you don't think that maybe you might be drinking the Kool-Aid in terms of the whole idea as to whether or not a woman can be respected if she's not covered up? Men take plenty of opportunities to disrespect women who are like practically in nun's habits. So let's just stop this whole cover up shit.
Yeah, Coco, Ice-T wife still getting damn near naked, and she like 40, right?
I mean,
I don't know that she's 40, but I think the issue is just, what is Instagram for these days? I'm confused. I only follow 84 people, and typically I follow one at a time, and when I get their phone number, I unfollow them. I don't use Instagram anymore to really care about what's happening in people's lives. I follow the people that I work with or people that, I don't know, I know for the most part. But, mm-hmm. you know, I don't like having the conversation, do you follow me? No, I don't. And mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. I haven't remembered the last time I even went to an adult website, because Instagram today is just, that's for me. That's mm-hmm. what I use it for.
Yeah.
Yeah, but an adult website is showing a lot more than Instagram.
Yeah, but
yes,
I can get off just looking at my Explore page now these days.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of information. But yeah, I saw your photo, and we posted on Hollywood Unlocked. I didn't read all the comments because we post so many damn photos and so much content that it's insane. But I did see that it got a lot of attention. So did you get the attention that you wanted?
Sure, if that's what I was going for.
How many new people moonwalked in your DMs off that? Like celebrities, though. I know some. It was some.
Oh, son. I'm not. It's quite a bit. I got quite a few texts. My phone started blowing up 5 seconds after I posted it. Like, I couldn't even get in the shower because my phones were just going off. And I was like, y'all, just calm down. You already knew what it was. They were like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I know that. I know that.
Friend is committed. We went to Dominican Republic, Lee, and he is committed to being a thought on Instagram. He has found a new glory in getting followers. So every time he posts a photo, he waits to see how many people follow him. But the funniest thing happened, we were in Dominican Republic, and so he posts a photo, and he goes into the bathroom, and he's in the shower, and I'm looking at his photo, and I'm like, damn, that wall looks like it's just warped. What's going on? Maybe Dominican Republic walls bend. I don't know. So I screenshotted, I zoomed in, I screenshotted more, and I texted to him when he got to the bathroom. He was frantically trying to delete the photo because he had altered it a little bit. Mm-mm. Like, Instagram is like driving people crazy to the point to where they are altering their reality.
Nah, okay, well, not over here.
Yeah, I throw a little HDR on there, a little lo-fi, and that's about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And I really wanted to start some more dialogue, you know, with that photo, just in terms of everybody's, you know, obsession with surgery.
So are you competing with Blac Chyna now?
I'm not competing with anybody. The only person I'm in competition with is my motherfucking self. I saw pictures from myself 10 years ago when I thought I was fat. And I was just like, oh my God, I was stupid.
When you see Blac Chyna's ass, don't you kind of see a little resemblance in yours?
Not even a little
absolutely
bit.
Absolutely not. That's a whole
You're
different
so
type
fucking
of
funny.
Ass.
You are such a shit disturber. It's not even funny. I can't.
That's a type of
I fucking can't. No, there's absolutely we
gonna have
no white, resemblance.
White being almighty going to be sliding up in them DMs in a minute.
No. He's a little too young for me.
We had a whole discussion with, we can get into in Hot Topics, but we had a whole discussion with B. Simone and Natalie Nunn of whether or not something's wrong with that relationship. And he's 18 and she's, I don't know, a woman of a particular age.
Isn't she like 30?
A woman of a particular age. I mean, we're 21, you're a particular age because I don't know what the fuck you are.
I wouldn't say that.
What is a particular age?
I would say that it was around my age.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a little bit older than me, but...
I think when you're 30, you're a particular... You don't think you're a particular age?
No.
I still feel young.
Oh, I mean, you could still feel young. I'm 40. I'm turning 41 this year, and I'm turning 41 in 3 months. I feel young. I mean, I don't feel as young as I was when I was 20. I mean, clearly it takes a little longer to get up in the morning. It takes a little longer to get things done, but I still feel young. A particular age for me is when you're not young anymore.
The phrase is, usually it's applied to women, and it's usually meant to say a woman of a certain age. And that is meant to indicate somebody who is older, but, like, you know, I don't know.
On the way to the pasture.
It's basically trying to say it in a respectful way that she's, you know, got one foot in the fucking grave.
Oh, so it's attributed to women.
It usually is applied to just like, because ageism usually is applied to women. We are the losers in regards to that concept, ageism. You know, that's why people keep shitting on me about, like, you're too old to be doing this. I'm just like, but I don't look my age, though. So does that count?
So do you? What are your thoughts on that? When is the age? What is the age cutoff of posting pics with your ass out?
I really honestly think that a lot has changed. Like, I think that the concept of being 40 is drastically different from even 10 years ago.
10 or 20 years.
Exactly. Ago. Like, people thought of 40 as literally one foot in the grave. 40 is literally like the new 20. You're living your best life at 40 and above, because you've made all your mistakes, and if you've preserved yourself well, then you probably don't look your age. So that's a blessing. That's awesome, you know, to be able to not look your age but have the wisdom to go along with it. Shit's dope, you know. So being a woman who's like, I'm a former model, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so second nature for me to be comfortable in that element that it boggled my mind that people were just so like,
do you think people were seeing the photos and thinking that you were trying to like compete with people or compete with the Instagram girls?
Oh, I didn't get that vibe.
There's definitely people out there that thought, leave it to the young ones. They doing
Did they say that?
I had a couple of girls saying that, and I was just like, they're doing it wrong.
You know what I find that's interesting, and looking at the comments too, it's mostly women that shame other women. It really is.
And
women, I'll go on to say black women.
Women.
What is that about?
Women that shame other women should be ashamed of them fucking selves, really. And they've been drinking the Kool-Aid just a little bit too much, just in terms of like patriarchal thinking. Like, seriously, like, what woman really wants to be just one thing? We're as layered as onions, you know what I'm saying? So like, sometimes I'm super hood, and then sometimes I'm super conservative, and then there's some days where I'm feeling the hell out of myself and I'm listening to Drunken Love, and I am...
That's the vibe I got for the photo. I felt like you woke up and you looked in the mirror and said, "Oh damn, I look kind of good today."
I mean, listen, you know what? I'd been doing Pilates, I'd been doing sprints, I had been watching my diet, and so I had just gotten that new bodysuit. So I put it on and turned around in the mirror. I was like, "Damn!"
Yeah.
I was like, "I'm sorry. I need to capture this for posterity." And that was a joke.
If you ain't gonna love yourself, then who the fuck will?
Exactly.
All right, so Gio, what have you been up to?
I have been working. I just finished wrapping up this untitled pilot for with Don Benjamin for his show.
Dope.
Yeah, I saw you guys filming that yesterday.
Yeah,
Instagram people.
Yeah, I'm playing his brother.
Nice.
It's really good.
Yeah, I saw you guys sitting at what looked to be a prison yard table having chicken strips or some shit. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
No.
First, I was offended that I wasn't invited, but then when I saw what was for lunch, I was not tripping.
Actually, no. Lunch was really good, but it's picked up. I can't say by who yet, but it's really dope. It's got a lot of good people, got a lot of good names in it.
Nice.
And that's it, man. I mean, just trying to get the next project, you know, Unsolved's done, and been getting a lot of calls about that.
That's good.
So I'm happy about that.
It was such a great series.
Yes. Now Anthony Hemingway's directing the Purge series, so hire me. Anthony, again.
Get it out.
I know, right? What you been up to?
I did absolutely nothing. I went to Hookah and I went to Bootsy Bellows and I just been out. I actually forced myself.
You were there last night.
Yeah, I forced myself to get out of the house. I don't really get out as much when I'm in L.A. What I've just realized is I am over partying in L.A. for real. So now I'm trying to figure out where I could take trips. Even if I take a trip to Portland or if I take a trip to fucking San Jose or take a trip to Cabo, you know, because I'm, you know, I'll fly free. I just want to start getting out. I'm over LA. Yeah. And I'm over people. I posted something yesterday on my Instagram that said, "No more friends, only money," or something like that. Only money and no
friends.
Don't
make friends, make money.
Don't make friends, make money. And I really think as you get older, you start to just, the whole friendship thing of when you're in school, grade school, and your community, it starts to change where you're just like, you ain't really looking at all your friends. You're like, you know, we can hang out, have a good time here and there, but I'm focused on my shit.
Should be.
So I've been focused and just taking meetings and you know, ready for next season of Wildin' Out. Just the preparation mentally and just wanting to top the season that's going to air. It's a lot of pressure, but I've just been chilling, just relaxing, going to Hookah. And what I found with Hookah is that it is the only thing that I have right now where I have alone time to just relax. There's music playing, there's Hookah. I mean, I know where you go, it's chill.
Yeah, it's very chill.
But just where you go is a little bit more turned up than where I go.
It has chill moments, you know what I'm saying? I went in there, I went last night, and you had just literally left.
Oh, yeah, I was in and out.
Good.
Hey, Melissa, what's in the news?
Okay, so the Met Gala just happened, and their theme was fashion and the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Was that? Heavenly Bodies. It was called Heavenly Bodies and the Catholic Church Inspiration or something like that, just in case you all were confused. Rihanna, I mean, of course, her look was inspired by the Pope. Mm-hmm. A lot of Catholics were up in arms about that. I don't think that they understood.
Well, the Pope approved it. So they gotta call the Vatican.
I don't think that they understood what the theme was. And, you know, anyways, whatever. She, like, wow. Okay, just wow.
It was all right.
Shut the fuck up. It was more than all right. It was brilliant. It really was. It was a brilliant outfit. I love Solange. She's really one of the only people, I think, that can just wear latex gauchos and make it look effortless. SZA looked beautiful. Big moment was Cardi B and Nicki Minaj meeting each other on the carpet. And it looked like any feud that they had or have or didn't or whatever, that it doesn't exist.
I sent the picture to Cardi with the eyes. And then, I won't say what she said, but I'll see Cardi tomorrow. Miami, I definitely got to get the tea on that. Okay. Ain't no way. I mean, because it was an interesting photo. I think that for me, Cardi B and Rihanna owned it. I put it on my personal Instagram yesterday and I just said, these two own the Met Gala, let's argue. And there was tons of arguments happening because people were like, J-Lo, and what about this? J-Lo looked amazing and she always looks amazing. So not to take away from how beautiful she is, but in terms of like showed up, slayed to kill it, the theme, the sexiness. Yeah. Rihanna dressed up like the Pope. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Cardi B, I don't know what type of bejesus she was giving me
Mary. Yeah. Mary, Mother of God. That's what she was giving me.
And Cardi has been able to hide this pregnancy very well, very fashionably well. She looked amazing. And people think I'm on Cardi's dick. Let me just keep it 1,000. If I post something, and I've posted things that Cardi didn't like, and I've gotten calls from Cardi, and that's okay. But the thing I love about Cardi is that we have a dialogue when I post stuff that she doesn't like, but I don't take it down. I just move on to the next story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Writer and creator of The Shy, Lena Waithe, made a great statement as well last night. Yeah,
she was wearing a rainbow cape.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, at least on social media and Hollywood Unlocked, didn't get the concept.
Chadwick Boseman and Jaden Smith.
Let's finish talking about her. Yeah. I don't think people got the concept of what she was wearing. Did you get the message?
I got it. It was LGBTQ community inspired. And I just think she was making a statement of
like equality.
God loves equality. God loves everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Chadwick Boseman and Jaden Smith was my favorite two dress.
Out of the guys.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Chadwick looked... He took the theme and ran with it. Yeah.
I thought Travis Scott looked amazing too.
That was his first time. That was his debut with Kylie as a couple.
Publicly.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, and it was a tempered Travis Scott, because typically he's a little bit more wild, but I thought he looked great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody looked good. Yeah. Kim looked great. People were mad at me because
Kim looked great.
You know, saying, "Oh, well, Kim was best dressed." Blah blah. Kim was not in theme. I'm sorry, you can't show up looking like a gold lighter. I mean, she was pretty, beautiful, and I love Kim Kardashian.
Beyonce came.
No, Beyonce did not come.
I know. That's what I just said.
Let me tell you. Ghost. Oh, that's funny. Beyonce showed up as the Holy Spirit. That's funny. You know what? I ain't going to lie. I was really pissed off at Beyonce, and yeah, I love her to death.
She would have came and shut it down.
She worked with a designer. Reportedly, she worked with a designer for a long time for her dress. And then Jay-Z called last minute and said, we going on vacation before we go on tour. And she just skipped out and didn't go. Like, that doesn't even seem like
her. I ain't mad at it.
I mean, she kind of, you know, did a couple of things over Coachella weekend, you know, that she deserved maybe to disappear for a second.
Yeah, but maybe she really is on the run. But I don't care. Beyonce, your ass should have showed up. But the fact that she showed up as the Holy Spirit, that was funny. So now Beyonce, she was there. Even not being there, she was there.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to Wiz Khalifa for putting on some weight, man. He's starting to look
skinny. I didn't even recognize him. I did not recognize him. He's put on so much weight in a really, really good way. And congratulations goes out to rapper 2 Chainz. He proposed to his girlfriend, Keisha Ward, on the carpet of the Met Gala. So that was probably a great moment for her. Kudos to him.
How amazing was it, Madonna singing Like a Prayer? Like, the whole theme came together. And the big winner of the night, I think, for me is Anna Wintour, because she said Trump and Melania, y'all bitches can't come back.
Yeah.
She has officially banned them from the Met Gala.
Yeah. I love it. Her outfit was really, 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 like, awesome too.
And that's something you have to be invited to.
So let me explain the process, because I learned. I got a call not too long ago from Marc Jacobs and his boyfriend, who's a friend of mine, Char. Shout out to Char.
Enjoy.
And they were, because I think they had initially invited Cardi to join them at their table. So the way that my understanding is, every table sponsor, and the sponsorship started like $500,000 because it's for charity. So mm-hmm. $500,000, $2 million, whatever. The people that want to buy the table have to get approved by Ann Winter. So she first has to approve you buying the table. Then you have to invite a designer to sit at your table. Mm-hmm. And then she has to approve that designer. And then you have to invite all your guests that have to be approved by Ann Winter. And your looks have to be approved by Ann Winter. Like she...
is a boss.
She's a boss. And it really is the who's who of everything that wants to go to the Met Gala. So
I liked Blake Lively as well. I mean,
I just kept saying Blake who, because I didn't even look at the girl.
She's married to Ryan Reynolds.
No,
Deadpool.
I know who she is.
Yeah.
But I'm saying she didn't jump off. Maybe we didn't write about her, which is why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But Katy Perry fucking killed it.
A lot of people.
She was an angel.
It was 50%. Some people were just like, what, like WTF? And other people were like, yes, slay.
Yeah, so. I mean, in terms of production, I mean, she went all out.
I would have hated to have had to sit behind her, though, with those motherfucking wings blocking
that's the Met
everything.
Gala. You move around.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking.
Winnie Harlow looked pretty good. And shout out to my boy, Lewis Hamilton, who looked amazing in Tommy Hilfiger. He was all white. He looked real angelic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I DM'd him and said, bro, did you get your wings? He just said, hello.
I'll be there one day, watch.
You know, honestly, I was looking at it and I called my friend who I talked about earlier, Lee, and he was depressed because he's into fashion. He's like, I don't want to see anything else Met Gala, because it really was a sexy event that I would love to be invited to, but I don't know. It's too political.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker, she always is so amazing when it comes to, you know, the theatrics she pulls on the red carpet at the Met Gala. She was really dope. She posed with, saw a picture of her posing with Andy Cohen mm-hmm. and Rihanna. Yeah.
I wasn't there for her. I don't know. What did she have, a birdcage on her head, or what was that? Was it like what was the thing? What was the bassinet that Jesus was in? The manger?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did she have, a manger on her head?
No, I don't think it was a manger. I don't know what it was.
It was fashion.
It was just,
well, people, trolls on Instagram were saying that, you know, here's the Illuminati. This is the Illuminati, people, because they said it was really
sacrilegious,
and it was really dark, and the demons, you could see the demons. By the way, Nicki Minaj to me was not one of the best dressed.
No.
Mm-mm.
Was she the devil?
I don't know what she was trying to. She was all red, and it was like, it looked like sequins. It was glittery. I don't know.
Not to body shame the girl, because, you know, I'm thick too, but she was a little thick.
I was going to say, she looked compacted. I am not being shady, I swear to God, but she looked.
But how all of a sudden did every other image not look compacted but her? That's not compacted.
Did you just not say that she looks like she put on weight?
I said she looked like she put on weight.
Okay.
Compacted means all of a sudden every photographer that was taking her picture, all of a sudden their lens shifted to where she was then compacted.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the head.
That was Chun-Li showed up that night.
I don't know if it was the headdress that she had on and just the illusion that it created, but she almost looked like her neck was like an inch long. Like it was like that.
The Benzino shoulders.
I don't know. There was some kind of a weird illusion thing kind of going on. And yeah, she wasn't my favorite look. Gorgeous face. But
so I can't believe they let Tiffany Haddish in after all the bejesus biting scandal. Cause you know, she was in every corner. And what was so funny, I cracked up laughing. She was in the photo with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B when they were reconciling.
She's everywhere.
She needs to be a blogger.
She's everywhere. Okay. I will say one outfit that was a little underwhelming, and I just didn't get it, was Gabrielle Union. Looked beautiful, but...
I don't think she looked beautiful. I mean, she is always beautiful, but I didn't think her look looked beautiful. And one, it was completely off theme.
But that's what I mean.
It was more Sesame Street-ish.
Well, it got approved.
Because it was yellow?
Yes.
Okay, it was a beautiful dress, looks great on her skin tone. She looked great. It wasn't in theme. I just didn't understand that. And also, Tiffany's outfit didn't really line up with the theme either.
Tiffany was like a pretty usher.
Yeah, it was weird. But I mean, you know what? Rihanna did it for us all.
And God bless them all, because they were at the Met Gala and we were not.
Exactly.
So the question everybody was asking online is, now that Cardi and Nicki seem to have rekindled things, do we want to see new music from them? And I will start by saying no.
I'm going to say yes.
Why?
Because, man, it's, when you work together, it's more powerful. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, that'll be a dope summer banger.
Nicki Minaj owes Lil' Kim a track first. Nicki Minaj need to write the Everything I See Chun-Li. That picture is Lil' Kim. Everything Lil' Kim.
That
Lil'
is
Kim.
True.
She needs to do a feature with Lil' Kim first and then Cardi B or all three of them together
song,
or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Because New York needs it. Hip hop needs it. I want to see it. The gay community wants it. Nicki is like literally in a group home right now. Nobody's accepting Nicki Minaj. Not over here. I ain't listening to her album.
I'm not a fan of that Chun-Li song at all.
Listen, Chun-Li better whip her ass in shape. June 15th, Queen is out, and I'm not buying it.
I'm going to listen to it.
Fuck no. I can't stop playing. Listen, we're listening to Cardi B in our ears right now. I cannot stop listening to Drip. I'm dripping. Not drip. Not STD dripping. I'm dripping. I like it like that.
I love Ring with Kalani.
Ring. I do what I want. SZA. Or I do. Like, her whole album is amazing.
Fire. Yeah, it is.
And Chun-Li, have you heard it?
I hate it.
Okay. Have you heard it?
I have not heard it. Okay. You know, you guys know what I listen to. Like, I'm
Depeche Mode.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. So, Sugar Bear Hair Vitamins has sent me a nice little package. All right, here. Don't eat more than two, okay? They're supposed to be vitamins, but
they're not
good,
kids. Right?
They're really, really good.
They're not Smurf turds.
I'm super excited about them. As you can see.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Thank you. I am back to rocking my own joint. I am just tired of weaves and wigs and all. I can't. I'm just so tired, you know. Even though I love them because they allow me to, you know, examine every facet of my personality, my own hair health is really important to me. So these really help growth, density. They're like super awesome.
Your hair looks very, very, very so. Sister, very strong.
Thanks.
So why is healthy hair important to
Black
you?
Black excellence.
And how do hair vitamins help?
Never heard of hair vitamins.
Sugar beer hair vitamins.
Well, I mean, listen, there's so many, you know, hair, skin, and nail vitamins on the market right now that are like the size of horse pills. Nobody enjoys taking these. Honestly, these taste super good and they work. Like, I've noticed a difference in my hair thickness, density, and even just like the rate of speed in which it grows. So I'm having a ball, you know, just getting my Angela Davis on right now.
And vegetarian.
Yeah, so for all you vegans and vegetarians and stuff like that, you don't have to worry about that. Don't know about gluten. I really have no idea. But anyways,
well, for those of you that are looking at, you know, we just had the Met Gala happen, all the celebrities walking up and down in their glamorous hair. Well, guess what? I bet you they got some Sugar Bear hair vitamins. And I guess, you know, I haven't had one.
That's good.
Can I get another one?
You can't eat them like candy.
You can hold on to that bottle. Mm. You can have that bottle.
They actually taste really good.
Yeah, exactly. But what I love about them is they've got enormous amounts of vitamin A, as many as 4 cups of broccoli, as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberries, and as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. And yes, and they're available on Amazon. Amazon
best
is my
seller.
It's a bestseller on Amazon. I love Amazon. I get all my... Forget what I get on Amazon. Anyways, go to sugarbear.com/unlocked for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That is sugarbearhair.com/unlocked.
All right. George Zimmerman's in the news. What's that nigga up to?
Okay. George Zimmerman. We all know who he is. He was the one who he's the one that murdered Trayvon Martin. And was acquitted for that.
Well,
he's been charged with misdemeanor stalking after he allegedly threatened a private investigator who is working for the company that's conducting a Trayvon Martin documentary alongside. Wow, this guy just is the fucking devil.
So apparently he called this person 55 times and continues to call and leave him messages. At this point, I wonder if, I don't want to say somebody should kill the man because that's just violence. Yeah. But what if somebody was to kill him? Do you think people would care?
No. Unfortunately, they wouldn't. Because I forgot all about the brother.
One upside, Trayvon Martin received a degree.
A posthumous degree.
His parents accepted on his behalf. I actually invited his mother, Sabrina, here because we did a whole Trayvon Martin campaign. And she's a really strong woman. You know, she dedicated her life to... continuing awareness on gun violence and where she feels that laws are not protecting people from gun violence around the country, specifically in Sanford, Florida. But to see that George Zimmerman can walk free and keep doing crazy shit, like, you would think, like, what's the girl's name who killed her daughter?
Casey Anthony.
She got off.
Where's she at?
She got off.
But where's she at?
She's planning. She's planning a comeback.
But I'm saying we don't hear about her really.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the news.
She's not getting arrested. Basically, right. Is your point? No. Right. And this isn't his first arrest. He was arrested for domestic violence, and then he had a gun charge or something like that. Like, this guy's just bad to the core. Honestly.
And then they say some of our African American men, when we're in front of a judge, that we are a menace to society. This man is the true example of a menace to society.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just remember, for those who are either too young listening or too old to remember or just checked out from social media, this is a person that hunted down a
16-year-old boy
and shot him in his neighborhood because he thought he was a violent person.
No, he had no really. He looks like he's up to something.
Yeah.
You're following him, and he looks like he's up to something.
Right.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, listen. Yeah. If you were to get mad at somebody, what is too many calls? Because I'll be honest with you. If a motherfucker don't call me back, I'm gonna call him 55 times. It's kind of light, actually.
Oh man.
You gonna wake up with a red Jason Lee and probably 99 calls.
Nah. See, it depends. Like my ex, like, I blew her probably like 30, 40 times.
Yeah, that's
like
a
back
lot.
To back, though. It just depends, like the man's of the heart, but that's a whole different situation. This is ludicrous.
Not me. Not one. Okay, maybe one phone call. That's it. That's it for me.
Depend on how much you love the person.
No, I don't.
In this scenario, he's just being ludicrous.
No, I don't. No, this is not a love affair situation. He's stalking. No, I don't. I place one phone call, and that's it. A couple of texts, and then that's it.
Mm. Well, hopefully the police get him, or somebody puts him in jail, or put him in a body bag. What else is going on?
Okay. Well, speaking of Gabrielle Union, having been at the Met Gala, she has recently spoken on her 17-year beef with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So, honestly, I'd never heard that the two of them had beef with each other. And the two of them apparently don't even know what the beef was about. It was just kind of created by people in their circles, mm-hmm. and then perpetuated by the media. So I guess they just kind of went along with it. But just recently, Jada Pinkett Smith sat down for an interview with Extra to share details on her new Facebook series called Red Table Talk, which is really amazing. We just watched an interview between her and Cherie Fletcher, Will Smith's first wife. Back to the Gabrielle Union story. While the actress revealed that she and Gabrielle have been feuding behind closed doors for 17 years, that seems to be over because they are now going to start working on a new project together that raises awareness about sex trafficking and that sort of thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
And one thing I think that's happening with Jada, first of all, I love Jada Pinkett Smith. Mm-hmm. I think that with this talk show, with the revelations that she shared around co-parenting with Cherie,
mm-hmm.
and becoming the new wife in the old house with mm-hmm. the ex-wife, and being able to help co-mother his first child with Cherie,
mm-hmm.
and then now making it with Gabrielle, I think she's really trying to relate to all women. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's fake, because I don't think Jada's a non-genuine person. But definitely she's doing all the things that I think that women, specifically black women, should be doing more.
Yeah, I think that, I could be wrong, but I think that maybe Will inspired her. Will Smith came on Instagram in a way that nobody else can. Will Smith is just a joy to watch on Instagram. He's living his best life. Yeah. He's inspiring. He's super dope, and he's relatable. And I think that
it's
maybe
donor.
I really think that Jada was maybe inspired mm-hmm. by that personally. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
No, I could see that. For sure.
No, because when he first came on Instagram, she was not on social media. He mm-hmm. kept doing videos of her,
yeah.
and saying how he was trying to get her on social media. Right. So it's good to finally see that they're peeling back the layers to their private lives, because these are two people that have had a lot of rumors about them in the industry for years, and that have been ultra private and don't let people in and have a really, really small circle. So it's good to be able to peek in there. And what I love about Jada's show is just seeing the conversation with the multi-generational view. Mm-hmm. Like you have Willow, you have the mother, and then you have her.
Oh, Willow makes me want to give her a hug. She's just so sweet.
But the fact that she can have conversations about sex and co-parenting and all these big topics with her daughter, who's still very young, is amazing.
Yeah.
So, and for people listening say, oh, well, Jason's being critical on black people. I'm black. So, yeah, I'm going to be more critical on my people than anything. I think that what I saw with those two women, because I reached out to Sheree, I called her and I just said, you know, I watched your interview and it really just, I felt the love that they had for each other through the struggle of being able to figure out a common ground. And I thought it was good, and I've invited Sheree to the show, and I think it'd be good to just for more people to see more women, and again, in particular, black women, be able to come together for whatever reason. Just come together. Like, we shouldn't wait till people are dying to say, hey, let's have a relationship.
I agree.
Okay. Or send me my flowers.
I agree.
Send them now.
Yeah, send them now.
I can smell them.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So there is an ESPN reporter, former. Her name is Britt McHenry. She claims she was demoted at the sports network because she was white. What is diversity getting in your way, honey? I'm sorry. Like, WTF.
But what's the issue?
Okay, so former reporter Britt Henry was on Twitter responding to other Twitter users about the reason she was demoted and ultimately laid off at the sports networks. In her tweet that has now been deleted, she claims the reason for her demotion was because she's white and made too much. Since her tweet, she has backtracked in a phone interview saying, I think there were a number of factors into laying me off. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But don't you don't believe in reverse racism?
Reverse racism?
Yeah. Do you believe that black people are racist against white people?
Of course.
I don't think that's a factor.
Everybody's
here.
Racist.
Well, it's a factor because we're having a conversation. Okay. I'm asking, you know, I'm black and I'm white. I've had racism from black people. I've had racism from white people. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up in middle school, I used to get a lot of heat for being a half-breed. You half-breed this, you this, you this. And then and that was from the black kids. Mm-hmm. From the white kids, it was, you know, the N-word, of course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So do you think racism, do you think reverse racism is real?
I do.
Yeah, I absolutely, yeah, no, I do. I was going to, you know, I feel like a lot of it came out during the commentary after Childish Gambino's new video, This Is America. A lot of people are basically, you know, have the mentality that you cannot be, he can't be as woke as he's claiming to be because he has a white wife. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like,
well, they said the same about the Get Out guy.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So you can't have commentary and speak to issues that, you know, really affect black people if you've married somebody. It's a red herring, and I just can't.
People tell me in the comments, again, this goes back to the reverse racism. Mm-hmm. There are people in the comments all the time that tell me I can't speak on black issues because I'm not black.
Right.
Or because I prefer to be with a Puerto Rican or Dominican, that I'm somehow racist or full of colorism. Like, you know, I really feel like people need to chill the fuck out. I feel like, one, we live in a world that is so diverse, that is becoming, although it's diverse, it's becoming more of a melting pot, at least in this city. Mm-hmm. The flyover states, yeah, you got your black and white. Maybe you got your line in this, you know, mm-hmm. the Charlottesville. You got your line in the street of where white people stand and black people stand. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's not my experience. And the world is much more vast than the community that you're sitting there listening to this show right now. And I think that, you know, first of all, racism is not just black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't racism happen with the whole Holocaust? Wasn't that racism?
I wouldn't say it's racist. I mean,
or was the Holocaust more of a religious cleanser?
I think it was more of a religious cleanser.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What I will say about this chick, Britt McHenry, is calm your tits, girl. Whatever. I can't. Yeah.
So is reverse racism, or have we established if it's real?
It is real. No, it's a real thing. Yes. It definitely is a real thing. Definitely a real thing. I'll tell you what the lamest excuse for me getting fired one time was, one and only time. My boss said, I think that you're going to be really, really big, and I would just be remiss keeping you behind this desk. I was like, so I'm fired? I thought that was stupid.
Did you get fired?
Yeah, I was working at a gym. I was at the counter.
Oh, he probably was just trying to let you go because he didn't want to catch a charge because he liked you, attracted to you.
You know where racism is real? In credit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Racism is real in credit. And you know another you know another place that shows up racism that I never ever really understood until probably a year ago.
Real estate?
Well, that too, but but that goes to credit, because the credit block you from the neighborhoods you could live in. Raising money. You could be the smartest, most intelligent African American with the business plans and the proposals and the projections, and even have the proof of concept, and people will still look at you crazy, but then go invest in something that you know is going to fail and that later fails and tell you it seemed like a better idea. Mm-hmm. But the only factor was who pitched it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I found that raising money has been, and access for black people to money as entrepreneurs is very, very limited. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so you think about like opportunities that allow young entrepreneurs to be able to grow their business or grow their brands or make their dreams come true. They all don't have access to the same opportunities that, say, non-black people do.
It's
and
true.
That's not a cop-out. That's just real.
No, right. It's true. No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So
think about it. Banks controlling money. Mm-hmm. Got to have credit. Credit.
Credit is the fucking worst.
Yeah, credit is racism right now.
It's like, how do you build credit without credit? Like, it's just, it's so backwards and ridiculous. Yeah. What's your credit score?
My credit score right now is a 740 something. But
that's
I worked on my shit.
Yeah.
I had some great credit, but you, 2 exes ago fucked it up. Bad.
Listen, credit is real. And for people that don't realize, like, you know, when you go to Macy's and you go to buy something, they say, would you like a Macy's card? No. That is the beginning of bad credit. Mm-hmm. Those cards, you know, when you sign up for a bunch of cards and you max them out and you don't pay them and you start getting debt, like all that stuff, late on payments. You know, there isn't a lot of education around credit. And I can tell people that if you are younger than 18 or you're 18 or young and you don't have credit, God bless you. Don't fuck up your credit, because credit determines where you live. Credit can determine in some instances where you work because they do credit checks now as part of your background. All that shit is woven into keeping niggas out. Mm-hmm. So stay woke. But anyway, back to Childish Gambino. That video circulated everywhere, and it's got a lot of attention.
I mean,
what was your takeaway from it?
I loved it.
Okay, so first of all, I am a huge Childish Gambino fan. Donald Glover, just in general. I posted it on my page, and I was talking about the fact that he was, you know, a genius and brilliant or whatever the case is. And people are just, you know, just love to get up on their soapbox and talk about, oh, the word brilliant and genius gets thrown around like water and this, that, the other. I'm like, that's because you guys applied it to Kanye, and look what the fuck's happening right now. Okay, look, this is a man who in several different genres, television, Atlanta, an award-winning show.
I have not seen one episode.
It's amazing.
Writer, director, producer. Stars in it, plus the music that he makes is controversial, it's thought-provoking, it's provocative, it's dope. Yeah, he qualifies. He really does. And this...
What was the criticism?
The criticism, there was a lot of criticism. Some people just didn't think that it was as provocative as... that he was trying too hard to make it provocative. Somebody said, oh, it would have been better if he was, you know, if he was a white guy shooting black people in the video. I was like, but he's not. Like, he was making one of the most interesting moments in the video for me was when he shot the dude in the back of the head. The pose that he struck was he was mimicking an image that had been circulated around Jim Crow era. To perfection. And then when he gunned down the church choir, each time he hands the gun to the guy who comes over to him, it's a child he's handing a gun to, with carefully on top of a red piece of cloth meant to, I think, represent the Republican Party and their love of guns and how much they just are so dismissive of people's human lives.
So much going on in that video.
What was the horseman? There was a headless horseman.
No, it was supposed to be death on a white horse followed by a police car. I don't know.
What was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a thoughtful, I mean, it was a well put together video.
This video was amazing.
Yeah, and then also
but that
just,
goes back to, the credit thing, and that goes back to the raising money thing. You can have all the brilliance in the world. Mm-hmm. He's still a black boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. And it's crazy. And I could tell you, I sat in a room with a billionaire. I'll tell the story. I'm not going to say his name, but there's a really prominent billionaire in Hollywood that everybody knows. And I went to pitch my business, and he didn't even look at me. Well, I mean, he's telling me how excited he is, but he's not even looking at me. And I mean, I have this and that and whatever. And so later on, you know, a couple years later, Hollywood Unlocked is doing its thing, and I run into him, and he's like, yo, when are we going to have a conversation about Hollywood Unlocked? We've already had the conversation. Mm-hmm. You didn't believe in it. Mm-hmm. You dismissed me. You didn't even listen. But I knew at the time I was offended because I felt like maybe he doesn't recognize my idea, but I know now what it is. When mm-hmm. I walk in a room with people and I know I'm there to ask for money or I'm there to ask for something, I try to make them all feel really comfortable with the fact that I already know the conversation we're really having. Mm-hmm. So let's just get to it. You want to do it or you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my point. But yeah, looking at the video, as brilliant as it is.
It was even more than that. It was just like even just the dancing, you know, how we seem to value entertainment and being entertained and given to our narcissistic impulses over, you know, while the world is collapsing around us, mm-hmm. you know. And there was this reference. I'm not sure if I'm right. I don't know how many other people caught this, but it's when he's dancing and walking towards the camera, he has this look on his face where it looks like what's the dude from the Boondocks, Uncle Ruckus. He makes a facial expression that looks like Uncle Ruckus, and I was like, did I just see that? And if that's what he was doing, that is genius. That is brilliant. Just that subtle reference right there, just a look on his face.
Well, shout out to Danny Glover.
Danny Glover is
Daffy Duck. I knew he was about to
There's
say
about
that.
60 yeah. years difference between the two of them.
Well, congratulations to him on an amazing, thought-provoking conversation that taught me how to pronounce his motherfucking name. Okay. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber.
Yes, Justin Bieber. So I just saw Justin Bieber in SoulCycle class.
How was he?
He took his seat on his bike and rode along with us. No, he was in the corner. Listen, I don't want to be talked to when I'm working out. I'm sure he felt the same way.
No, I'm just saying, like, I ran into him at Coachella, which I shared on the show, and he was super cool, and he ended up posting Hollywood Unlocked on his Instagram story. So, I mean, he seems happy.
Yeah, he does seem happy. He seems enlightened. Mm-hmm. Because he was dancing like an escaped mental patient at fucking Coachella.
I thought you said he was dancing at SoulCycle.
No. Dancing. No, he looks like he has like released himself from whatever, mental prison he was existing in.
At Coachella, he was having a great time.
Yeah. He looks different. Like he looks like
he's mental. He looks the way
he's happy.
The way he's meant to look.
And what I loved about him at Coachella was he was with the people. He wasn't backstage.
Yeah.
I mean, he was backstage, but he was in the front of the stage with people. And yeah, it was the VIP area, but it was still like a lot of people. And people were talking to him. He was saying hello. I mean, very polite. Yeah. He looks, enlightened's a good word.
He's acting like a hippie. You know, in the best way, non-shady way possible to say that, but he's just acting like very like, you know, light is love, love is light, and Hakuna Matata, and come one, come all.
Well, he's in the news now. So
yeah, because he said recently, don't be fooled by glamour celebrity lifestyles on social media and whatnot. After viewing all the celebrities that walked the 2018 Met Gala red carpet dressed in glamour, Justin Bieber attempted to remind folks that they too create flashy facades for social media. He posted a message saying, hey world, that glamorous lifestyle you see portrayed by famous people on Instagram, don't be fooled thinking their life is better than yours. I can promise you.
Great job.
I have always been a Justin Bieber fan, even during the craziness, from Pop Star to, you know, the R&B album that he put out, Journals. He's always been nice.